Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
First day for Pat and Heels on SEM Track. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget the Brighton Homes open line, 1300 23 55 48. If you'd like to join us, you can text us on 0499 736 736. And we do have a very special guest online. Rob Heathcote is joining us now. Queensland is racing. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. Rob, now are you there? And what are you doing loading horses? Don't you have people to do that for you, mate?
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Hills. Monday mornings, I always pop out to Washpool Lodge, where the majority of my horses fell and are pre-trained, and I like to pop out and speak with Kevin Thomas and just have a look at those that have come back in, those that have worked, and then we bring a few back into Brisbane. So it's our change over day, but it's something I do every Monday and I quite enjoy it, to be honest.
Well, I know there's never any drama getting you excited about things, but tell me you're not super excited about Rothfire, your three-year-old. Seven starts, six wins and a second. Group one already with the JJ Atkins about to head south, and you've been picked up by my runners to fill their slot in the Everest. So you'll be racing for $15 million in mid-October.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff, isn't it? The stuff that dreams are made of. And look, we've still got a little bit of a ways to go. I mean, my runners and Rob Heathcote Racing, we're a good fit together. We already work together. I train a few horses for them. It's a wonderful, fascinating concept they have, where so many, well, thousands of people can get to enjoy in the ownership of racing in arguably one of the biggest races in the world. So there's still a contingency plan there. Rothfire, you remember, Paddy, you were there on Atkins Day. What a wonderful win against a really good quality opposition on the day. He needs to come back now and frank that form, which he'll hopefully do on Saturday at Rose Hill in the Run to the Roses. A big run in the Golden Rose. And yes, my runners, they didn't want to lose the option of taking Rothfire to run in the Everest, so we locked in a deal already.
Now, we saw betting for the Everest thrown up in the air with Nature Strip being beaten by Guitra on Saturday. And, of course, three-year-olds don't have a bad record. Yes, yes, yes. Won the Everest last year. Tell me you're not just a little pumped, mate.
Yeah, of course I'm pumped. I mean, this is what it's all about, racing on the biggest, well, world stage of racing. And Rothfire is the most exciting horse I've had in my stable. And as you'll remember, Paddy, I had that wonderful run with Buffering, who took us all the way from Flemington Spring to, you know, Perth Winterbottom a couple of times, Hong Kong, and also that wonderful day in Dubai back in 2016. And arguably at the same time, this horse, Rothfire, could even be better than Buffering. I think he is at the same stage of their career, but Buffering had that enormous attribute. He was just so tough. Now, Rothfire, I don't know if he has that attribute just yet. He's damn fast, there's no denying that, but he's going to be truly tested when he comes up against Farnham next Saturday. When Gay says he's the best colt in Australia and he won't be beaten, I guess you've got to listen.
Oh, that could be a wonderful future for us as spectators. Rob, I've got a lot to learn about this gig, and you know, you're starting my education, as is Paddy. How do you find or work out how a horse is tough?
I suppose their performances on the track. I mean, he was attracted to the My Runners micro slot holders as a potential Everest representative for them, because he has the attribute of being fast out of the barriers. He can relax in the run. He doesn't necessarily have to lead. And he's already proven that he gets a strong 1400. So he's got, for a very, very young horse, some variables that could take him on to being a superstar. Yes, he's won a Group 2 and a Group 1. You could argue it was during COVID-19 when we had a little bit of a, you know, a reduced carnival. There are a lot of Southerners that weren't here, the Waller Brigade, the Snowden Brigade, the Hawks. They left all their good ones at home. So now it's up to Rothfire. He's got to travel down to Sydney. He leaves on Wednesday, and he's got to perform on the big stage against the best three-year-olds in the country. I think he can.
And then what about yourself? I read that, you know, self-taught trainer. How did that happen, and is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Ian. I got lucky. I spent many years in the travel industry, travelling the world, and met my wife on one of my tours and decided to move back to Australia because it's a wonderful place to live. That was back in 1997, so I've been training for just on 23 years now, and I've been very, very fortunate that I've had a lot of good horses. I'm a voracious reader. I've made a lot of mistakes, Ian, but I think you'll agree that making mistakes is not a problem. It's try not to make them again, and I've done that throughout my career.
Speaking of one little mistake, there's a tough story involved with this horse, isn't there? I mean, because you basically paid for him twice after Nigerian scammers got involved.
Oh, I don't know if they were from Nigeria. They're probably from Victoria. I don't know. I agreed to buy the horse for $10,000, and I expected the invoice to come the next day, and it duly did. I printed it out. It looked legitimate. I paid it. And then the people I bought the horse off, Gleason Thoroughbred Connection, he's a friend of mine, Simon called me 3 weeks later and said, we never got that money. I printed the bank transfer out. Sure enough, I'd sent the money, but the numbers had been changed by these internet scammers. And, you know, so I, in essence, paid for the bloody thing twice. But for those guys out there chuckling away that they got $10,000 out of Heathcote, he's $700,000 he's won so far, has paid it back, and there's more to come.
You're dead right. He's a wonderful prospect, and you're right, over $700,000 so far. But it's a little tale of warning, isn't it?
Well, it is, Pat. But I think in conjunction with that rather unique instance where I did pay for him twice is, look, he's a battler's horse. I mean, there's a bunch of tradies in this horse. And, I mean, the dream of owning a good horse is open for everybody because this guy sat on my website for 3 months for sale. And it was only one day when a builder called me up and said, look, there's a bunch of us, about 16. We love an excuse to get on the turps at the races and have a laugh. So this horse has left. And they bought the shares. It cost a bugger all. And now they've won a lot of money and they're having the time of their lives.
It's controversial at Eagle Farm over the last few years. Rob, how is it? How are the facilities going and how's everyone liking or otherwise Eagle Farm?
Yeah, it's been a long road, Ian, because 2014 we decided to have a new track put down on the industry along with the government they did, and quite frankly, mate, it got screwed up for a variety of reasons. And as I said, mate, I've been in the game for 23 years and I still don't know who was responsible for that stuff up, because we have, look, I could talk for hours about it, Ian, about the different governance model we have here in Queensland. It's quite simply too much government meddling for mine. I mean, it just hasn't worked and it still goes on today with the integrity issues we have with Turek. But look, to answer your question, it has been challenging. We've got this high-tech scientific sand-based track at Eagle Farm that has wonderful drainage properties, which I think really stem from the 2011 floods. But man, Noah would have got flooded out during the amount of rain we had in 2011. So yeah. I think they were a bit reactive, built this new Butte drainage trap on sand. But, you know, I ask you, how much grass do you see growing on the beach down the Gold Coast, Ian, when you're there? Not much. So there's problems there, but it's just about to undergo a massive renovation. They're going to shave it back, give it a real haircut, verti drain it, core it, slice it, do all this fancy stuff, and hopefully that will then bring the track back to what it should be. But, yeah, it's a long story, Hills, but hopefully we're on top of it again.
Robbie, it's great to talk to you. And look, I know all of Queensland will be behind your quest with Rothfire, because it's leading to this massive sprint, a $15 million sprint on October 17. You've got work to do, as you said, with Run to the Roses and the Golden Rose before that. But we can only wish you the very best of luck. And I know it's our first show today. We really do appreciate you helping us out. And I know it won't be the last time we have you on the show, because you're always fantastic to talk with. Rob Heathcote.
Don't worry, Hills, when you're back in Brisbane, mate, I'll happily have you over at the stables and further your education. Love to.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. That's dangerous, that.
Rob Heathcote. All right, for the latest Queensland racing news, meetings and form, visit racingqueensland.com.au. Get racing and gamble responsibly on 1800 858 858.